The following content is rated M for mature.
Welcome to the Dragon Fisters podcast. Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
This is the Dragon Fisters actual play podcast episode 203. Leo had a touching moment with the Raven Queen. The group tried to reach out and touch the dead sphere, and Marmalek touched Leo with his flaming staff. Now, before we pull out the doll and have everybody else show us where they got touched, let's go ahead and do some intros.
I'm Al, and I play Marmalek the Scholar.
Hi, this is John. I play Leopold Hardwick.
This is Dave, and I play Dorian Almax.
This is John, and I'll be playing Galen Brandybine.
This is Jesse, and I'm your Game Master.
And now, let's get back to the gameplay.
Marmalek. To see if he stops.
He does not.
Oh, that's touchy.
At which point, I'm just going to cross my arms and start staring at him. And I know Galen's definitely close enough to me. I don't know how close Leo is. And I'm actually going to start mouthing just barely loud enough for Galen to hear. I've put up with his attitude, but if he attacks any of us again, that's going to be the end of it.
What do you mean? Like, how do you mean?
Marmalek in the past has had excuses for, you know, coming after us and attacking us, stabbing us, whatever have you. And believe me, I should know. I was the victim of most of those attacks. But this time, he doesn't have an excuse. That was blatant.
But he was kind of being a dick.
Agreed, and believe me, we were all guilty of that sin. Me especially. I mean, I was raised by dwarves. How could I not be? But I've never outright attacked any of us. And if he's going to be essentially an enemy, then I'm going to remove that threat from the equation.
Well, I mean, did it really hurt him?
You've seen Leo. He's weaker than he's ever been.
That's true, but...
Well, at this point, yeah, we're just talking normally.
Galen just talking out loud.
No, it didn't hurt him. So relax.
And still talking to Galen. He's in a weakened state. I mean, he's probably, you know, writhing in pain right now.
Or not.
Poor weakened boy gets hit with the chest with a staff. I mean, just randomly like that, didn't even see it coming.
I mean, he could have hit him in the eye. I mean, I see what you're saying, but I mean, he is kind of the smart one, right?
Well, he
is. Not right now, he's not.
Exactly.
Well, but I mean, you know, maybe later. I mean, we can't, you know, it sounds like you're talking about killing him. I don't think that helps us at all.
Either that, or I can at least give him the option to walk away, but trust me...
He did walk away.
No, I mean, walk away for good as in not return.
You guys have known him for longer than I have.
I have trust issues based on events that happened in my first life. I trusted someone who I didn't think I should initially, and through deception, she ended up, you know, completely... earning what was my trust, and then it turned out to bite us all, so I'm not going to put up with it a second time.
Well, I mean, that's women for you, though.
Yeah.
Real quick, is the pillar, like the plateau we're standing on, it's like twice as wide as the orb, right?
Not twice as wide, but it's a little bit wider, yeah.
It's a little bit wider, so we could actually stand on the pillar and look up and be not under the orb at all, right?
Yeah.
All right, if you two are done talking about how weak and useless I am, I might have an idea.
Believe me, we're never done talking about that, but do tell.
I'm going to walk over to kind of like the edge of the pillar so that I'm not under the orb at all. I'm going to go, I'm fairly weak at the moment, as much as it pains me to say this, Dorman, what if you just stood here and threw the bow once again? I do not want to say this. So that it lands on top of the orb. It takes the moment for it to do anything, but maybe if it gets on top of the orb, it will turn translucent enough and the whole bow will just drop into the orb.
It's a good possibility. It's as good a theory as any, but I mean, now we're talking about not only additional height, but now we're throwing at an angle, so it's going to be a really difficult throw.
And Marm pokes his head out from behind Dorian. Oh, so now my ideas are okay. All right. Yeah, you guys, what the fuck? Come on, guys. And he just walks like 10, 15 feet away and just sits down and stares at him, smiling. Go ahead. Continue.
We've been working in this plan. We're just not removing the skull from the bow.
Yes, why would you want to have an intact key? Why not have a key that has a giant stick attached to it? That's good.
The key currently is intact, attached to that stick magically. If we attempt to remove it, we risk damaging the key as it is now.
Ed, why are you guys arguing about this?
And I'm going to look at Leo. I'm like, because I'm the guy you want to throw it.
Yeah, I know. But why are you arguing about this? It's not his bow. It's my bow. You're not going to get them separate, so there's no point in arguing about separating them.
Guys, would you just listen for one second?
No.
Do you see where we are?
I'm going to hold my hand out to Leo.
Do you just look around? Do you understand that there is no back? That if we don't go forward, we're here. We will die. There's no other way. So either we can go forward or we don't. I don't think you understand that this is an island of a plane. There is nothing else here except for devils and demons.
Yeah, and we're trying to leave.
Yes,
that's what we're doing.
But look at yourself objectively, Leo. You're being the most selfish person you possibly could be because you don't want to lose the skull attached to your bow. It's not yours. It's the Raven Queen's key, and it needs to be used.
Yeah, and we're using it.
No, we're throwing a bow because you're too dense to allow us to take it off.
No. I'm telling you, you can't take it off. It was magically sealed to the bow. Do you have magic that can unseal it?
No, but Dorian has magic in his muscles to pull things.
Muscle does not overcome magic.
If it's a broken bow, it's no longer really going to be magic.
I believe his bow was also magic, correct? And I'm going to look over at Leo.
Yeah, correct. That's why it's glowing.
Well, I'm glad I could bring you two lovebirds back together. Go ahead.
And my hand is still stretched out to Leo.
I'm going to hand over the bow.
All right. I'm going to go for this throw. How will an 18 do me?
An 18 will do you good enough.
Okay. Yeah.
So where are you throwing it?
Basically from where we're standing, trying to get it onto enough of the top of the sphere so that it will hopefully like make it go all shimmery again and fall inside.
All right. So basically you toss the bow and it goes flippy, 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 flippy. And eventually it kind of makes the crest and disappears out of sight. And after about 4 or 5 seconds, you see the point of it come back over the side of the sphere as it drags off and begins to fall back down. Who wants to be the one to give me the reflex check to catch it to make sure that it doesn't fall off the side of the mountain and 5 miles down onto the ground?
Me, Leo. As soon as as soon as that bow starts falling, he's running after it. Will a 19 make it?
A 19 will make it. Okay, got it. Outstretched hand actually stretching over the side of the mountain so that a quarter of your body is actually exposed to the air. And you reach over and you manage to pluck it from certain disaster. Kind of, I mean.
Well, fuck.
Well, that didn't work.
Maybe it needs to actually be delivered by a Sorrowsworn.
Then we're doomed.
Maybe not.
Well, no, hear me out. If this has to be delivered by an actual Sorrowsworn, luckily we have a follower of the Raven Queen with us. We don't right. have a follower of every god that has a pillar on this island.
But if we can get this one open, maybe the champion can kind of lead us in the right direction. Maybe we don't have to do that at each pillar.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
All I know is that it seemed to have had an effect when someone was actually placing the skull up against it. Which leads me back to a question I asked before but didn't actually get a clear-cut answer. And I'm going to look over my shoulder at Marmalek. How far can you travel with that ability?
About 15 to 20 feet.
Do you think if you were to fly up with the bow using Galen's cape that you would be able to do that again and get yourself up onto the sphere?
Well, the thing about my boots, it only works if I'm kind of sneaking up on someone, so I can kind of get right next to someone, but if there's no one there, like I can't pop over there. It only works for things like, and he just disappears and reappears next to Dorian, like this. But I can't go over there. And he pops back over next to Galen.
Oh, well, hey, well, what if we turn our backs? And then it's like you're sneaking up on the sphere, right?
Well, no, it's not quite like that. That's a good idea, though.
I figured it was worth a try.
Oh, I don't have. I can't think of anything that I've read either that would allow me to move that far.
So I have. I apologize, Galen, but I have an idea.
Oh, I don't like the way this is going, but go ahead.
What if Dorian throws you fairly high up into the air, and then you activate your cloak?
Well,
so then you'll have that extra, you know, however far he can throw you up and try to get on top of the orb.
Could you maybe the two of you do it together? I mean, I suggested that to Dorian earlier. I was all ready to go, and he didn't take me up on it. But
wait a minute, I don't recall you asking me to throw you.
No, I was going to throw you. Remember, I said, "Come on, let's go."
Yeah, and that's not going to happen.
Wait, you're going to throw Dorian?
No, forget it. It was just a thought. But what if you, the two of you together, maybe? Kind of give it a go. I don't think I could get to the top, though. I mean, if I'm only going to just touch the bottom like you did, then I don't know that there'll be that much of a difference.
Well, if you can't reach the top even that way, there's no point in trying, because I already hit the bottom of it with it. It just...
Yeah, well, just because the sphere is huge. I mean, look at it. I mean... You know, you guys may be you're not that strong right now, but, you know, Dorian may be strong, but, you know, he's not going to throw me all the way to the top. But with the... I don't know. I guess it would be worth a shot, maybe.
Well, if you're willing to try it, I'm willing to toss you, but we're going to have to wait until tomorrow, won't we?
Yes, we will.
All right.
Unless, well, I don't know, maybe. I mean, you know, because, you know, normally it only works once for me, but, you know, since Leo used it, maybe I'd still be able to use it. I don't know.
Well, we can try it.
Yeah, I'm willing to give anything a shot right now.
Well, yeah, you're not getting tossed. All right, well, give me a minute. So he starts taking off all of his armor. So let me try to make myself as light as possible here. And takes the armor off, takes the bow, sword, all that nonsense off. Says, all right, give me the cloak back. Puts cloak on, says, give me the bow. Grabs the bow and says, all right, let's give it a go.
Strength checks, I'm guessing.
What was that? Yeah. So, sorry, I was typing something. Yeah, so the we'll give combined strength checks. All right. Just kind of average that out. Who's doing the whatchamacallit? Was Leo helping, or is this just Dorian?
Probably just helping. Dorian, right?
Okay.
No, he can help. The more we can have behind this, the better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know if it would be helpful since the strength is so low.
Any strength is helpful.
Indeed. Okay. And we'll also get an athletics check from you too, Galen.
Oh, not an acrobatics check, huh?
No, it's jumping.
Right. Pathfinder doesn't have athletics.
Oh, well, jump.
Is tied into acrobatics.
Is it really?
Yes, yeah. Because monks and ninjas get acrobatics bonus to their jump checks.
Yeah, sure, why not then? Swing. Acrobatics it is.
All right. All right.
I'm going to go, I'm going to use one of my things here. What the hell is it? I don't know, I get to roll 2d20s.
Nice. All right, so we got a 17 strength check from Dorian.
I crit.
Nice.
Leo's not really helping out much with a 9.
Not even. You're actually kind of throwing things off kilter slightly.
Well, I'm at a negative 2 strength right now.
Exactly.
So.
All right, so let's say that you get probably a decent 10 or 12 feet up in the air.
All right. I will attempt to poof, I think, right. Raven.
Okay. And you think Raven, and you kind of flap slightly, and the cloak does absolutely nothing.
That's what I figured was going to happen. but I crit. So I go, and I start to flap, and then I kind of like start to wiggle a little bit. And then I start taking a nosedive, and as I'm getting a little bit closer, I twist, and I kind of land in a crouch with, like, my knees spread, one hand down on the ground. And I look up at the two of them, and I go, it didn't work.
Tomorrow it is, then.
All right. That was close, though. Did you see the twist? Like, I was coming in, it was, like, face first, and then, like, I was able to, like, twist around.
And Dorian's going to start to get comfortable. As comfortable as he possibly can get, anyway.
Goddamn, Marm, did you see that?
Wow. That was, wow.
Yeah, see, Marm gets it. See?
I mean, if we were at a tavern or something, we could do stuff like that, and, I mean, people would pay us for it.
Yeah, probably. I've done stuff like that before. I mean, you can't always play cards.
That's true. Sometimes you have to dance.
Oh, or play the fiddle. And then he sits down like real close to Dorian, and he goes through his pack and he pulls the fiddle out and he starts playing the fiddle.
Nice.
And Dorian just uses his shield as a pillow.
Comfy.
Yeah, it's better than laying on the... Well, it's about the same as laying on the stone ground, but whatever. It's slight elevation.
What about Marmalek?
Arm hasn't moved. He's been sitting cross-legged, so he's going to stay there for a bit. And observe what everyone's doing.
Alrighty.
Then he's going to kind of try to make eye contact with Leo. I assume that's not going to happen, but we'll try. And if he makes eye contact, he's going to try to gesture him over.
He does indeed make eye contact with Leo, because Leo is totally eyeing Marmalek as he kind of sits down in the very middle of the pillar, kind of glaring at him, because he thinks he's going to try to steal the bow while he's sleeping.
Does he come over when he motions for him?
No, not even remotely. Mm. You try to break my bow, bitch. He's just like, he just completely ignores the gesture.
All right. Well, all right. Then Marm will just sit there.
Okay. So you guys eventually pass out.
The way when Leo goes to the middle of the pillar and gets comfortable, he's actually going to put the bow on the ground next to him.
Okay.
Like right in the middle of the design.
Okay.
And yeah. All right.
So you guys sleep. And then you wake up.
And Dorian is going to get up, do his praying thing.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, you get what, one ability point back when you rest or no?
Yeah.
Awesome. Does it actually come back?
Yeah, it does.
Awesome.
I read wrong. when it was giving the whole, it talks that it's a negative energy effect and all that kind of stuff, and I was treating it as if it was like drain energy, which is a negative level, which can only be restored with a restoration spell. But upon further research, it doesn't act that way. So,
I am very happy for that fact.
Indeed.
Granted, I'm still at like a 7 strength, yeah. But whatever. It's better than a 6.
Indeed.
Not really, but...
If it was 5th edition, you could jump 1 foot further. Think of it that way.
Nice.
All right, so anyway, you guys wake up. Dorian does his praying. You guys eat what little rations you have left. And what's the plan?
Has the bow or the rock around it changed at all during the night?
Nope.
Okay, I didn't think so, but I figured might as well. See.
Galen stands up, he cracks his back, kind of stretches a little bit. Says, is this still the plan?
Unless you have a better, came up with a better one when you slept.
No.
Well, speaking of coming up with better ideas while we sleep, have any of you come to your senses, especially you, Dorian? You're really the one I need. I need your help to get the key off of the bow.
Right, and Dorian's actually going to like start massaging the side of his head like he's got a headache. Okay, explain to me why it is you want the skull off the bow again, because maybe I missed that point.
Okay. Have you used a key in a lock before?
Numerous times.
Okay. Now imagine that key was caked in mud. Would it fit into the keyhole?
Yes, because keys are made of metal and they actually will scrape off mud.
No, you're missing the point. All right, how about this? Would a key that was lodged in wood, would that work in the lock? What I'm trying to say is it's a disruption for what needs to happen.
I think your analogy is a little flawed.
I think your logic is a little flawed, because you're still not understanding the dire situation we're in.
Nap.
All right, and so we're throwing the gnome. All right, let's go.
I'm not a gnome.
Halfling, whatever. You guys all look the same.
Hey, now you're starting to act like more.
Well, now it's because I've been spending too much time talking with him. He's starting to rub off on me.
Well, don't take it out on me.
I apologize.
All right, fair enough.
right, so getting ready to throw the wee one.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Go ahead, strength check, acrobatics check, rinse, wash, repeat.
Woo. Oh, these were bad.
I have a feeling we flipped there.
Well, I'm gonna flip that.
You're gonna feel yourself slightly off put.
Yeah, they go down and they're like 1, 2, and I'm like, I start to go and I'm like, no, wait, you gotta wait 1 second. Okay. Oh, fuck me.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's gonna be 6 and 8, 14.
Okay, not as bad. Not bad. Not bad. And how about Dorian?
21 on the strength check.
Nice. So maybe this time you make it 15 feet in the air.
That's going to help.
That's impressive. So what's the plan? What's going on right here?
Go for it. Go, no, please.
I was going to say with a 14, I get down and I think we're going to be good, and you get me up that 15 feet, and then I think Raven, and just before I think Raven, I flail a little bit, kind of throws me off, and I'm making for the as far around, even if I could get to the side and kind of hold the bow up and slide down with the bow,
mm-hmm.
you know, across, and then, you know, try to grab, you know, if it creates a hole, he doesn't know. I mean, if there's a hole, he'll try to grab it. If it just is enough to sort of create a gash and open it or...
Mm-hmm. All right, so you flock of ravens all the way up as far as you can go, and you make it around the crest of the equator of the sphere, just a little bit, so you can actually get kind of on the top half of it, and eventually you reform back into Galen, and you pretty much land on top of the sphere.
Nice.
And as soon as you hit, you begin to slide down because this is an exceptionally smooth surface. There's nothing to grab onto at all. The one thing that does kind of almost slow you down a little micro fraction of the speed is that you have your hand, you know, you have the bow in your hand and you have that now pressed up against the sphere, and you begin to see the same slight ripples that Leo had explained, but you actually have force behind it now because you're on top of it. And so your hand is, and you're like pushing as hard as you possibly can, but it's almost like pushing into a thing of silly putty. There's mm-hmm. so much feed forced back at you that you do see that it's kind of rippling, and you do see that there's a malleable essence to it where the bow is touching, or specifically where the skull is touching. And because you have this very clear sense too, and you have a few seconds to actually look at it, you can see that once you do kind of, once the skull makes contact, it does that red energy does leach out a little bit into it, but it the skull becomes very dim. And, you know, so you kind of try to push, but no matter how hard you push, you're not really getting all that far into the sphere at all. And after about 3 or 4 seconds, you slide off the equator of it and begin to fall down to the ground.
And he just starts yelling, fuck, I'm coming down. It worked.
And that is going to be, let's see, 21 damage.
Ooh, that hurts. He just lays there.
As you fall probably about 3 or so feet away from the edge of the mountain.
And he's just laying there, and he kind of rolls his head to the side. He just lets out a big sigh, kind of looks back the other way, and it just lays there.
And you can see that the skull now does begin to get its glow back.
And he doesn't get up, and he just kind of yells that it didn't work. The skull got dim, and it kind of was doing something, but I was getting too much resistance.
And but, Marmalek's right next to him. So are you saying that the bow was causing interference?
No, I think...
No, that, that's what you're saying. That is exactly what you're saying.
No. And he kind of shakes his head, like, try to clear his thoughts. He's like, no. Now that the skull is closer to the ground, it's getting its power back. I think whatever we have to do from down here. Because when I was all the way up top, the skull got really dim. So the power is here. It's here. It's down here somewhere.
Well, could the skull have been getting dim because it's been getting dim when it's around something magical. So could it have just been getting dim because it was near the orb?
I don't know. I didn't see any of that before. I just, as I was trying to push it through, it got real dim.
So let's look at the facts. And he's going to kind of look over at Dorian a little bit more. Now, the first time when Leo went up, the stone itself, the raven skull itself, was able to penetrate. But as soon as he got past that point, it stopped. Now, when Galen here was dragging it along, it seemed like it wanted to go in, but there was something keeping it from that. It's the skull that it has the power. The bow is just a useless accoutrement to it. Do you understand?
But Marm, even if you're right, if how are we going to separate if it was sealed by magic? How are we going to break it apart?
With magic. Let me see the bow.
Let me see it.
Well, hold. I can do it myself. Just
wait. What
just
are we? What are we going to do? What?
We're gonna remove it.
No. How? Do you know the magic to separate them?
I know some magic that could separate it.
Like what kind of magic?
Well, what is this bow made of?
What does that matter?
Well, see, different spells, they cause different effects. So if it's say a magnetic spell, that would work on metal. Now or you could use a lubricating spell. I was reading about those. Here, let me see for one second. I'll take a look at it.
We've been traveling for a while. It's from I'm pretty sure you're gonna set it on fire.
I don't know any fire spells.
And really? Really? And I'm gonna like try to jump in between Marmalek and Galen before.
And Marm pops in on the other side of him and grabs the bow and then pops on the other side of Dorian, pop pop, and throws the bow down and points his staff at it. And that's gonna be for a scorching ray attack.
Jesus.
Sorry. For 19 fire damage.
Nice.
I apologize.
It's all right. I'm actually not sure what that does. I haven't looked at magical items enough to.
Magic destroys magic.
Yeah. I was just reading up on it while this was going on. And I'm like, oh, maybe.
Yeah. Well, because I don't know how hardness plays into it or anything like that.
Oh, I do.
Cool. I'm going to let you roll with this one then.
Yeah, hardness only doesn't... It only kind of affects this. So, I got it. So you scorching ray the bow then?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there is a... The bow becomes engulfed in a flame as soon as the ray bursts out from the staff and hits the bow. And for a moment, the entire bow is engulfed in flame, and then you see that there are tiny little cracks that form along the surface, and the entire thing begins to go black. And then eventually there's this tiny little burst of whitish blue light as then all the bow itself just kind of crumbles into about 2 or 3 dozen pieces.
Is the skull still there?
The skull is still there. And right now there's still kind of a dull fire burning where the body of the bow still lays on the ground, cracked and broken.
Leo just kind of sinks to his knees and just kind of looks where the bow was. Not saying a word.
So Marm walks over and kind of picks up just the skull and kind of goes, ah, ah, ah. And then looks over at Dorian as he's like hot potatoing the skull in his hands. And he goes, so do you think you can heal or fix that? I don't know if you can glow on it or something.
And oh, go ahead.
No.
All right. So Dave, Dorian. All right, real quick, what is Galen staring at right now? Where's Galen's attention?
He was just laying there as all that other stuff's going on. He'll slowly kind of start to get himself up and kind of stagger back over to where he left all of his gear and you know, start to put his armor and stuff back on just in case something were to happen.
All right, sounds good. So you're getting re-equipped at this point then?
Essentially, yeah.
All right. Leo right now is kind of on his knees in total disrepair, just cannot imagine what just happened, you know, nearly face in his hands, probably about to cry, little wimp. And so Dorian's really the only one that's looking at the situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of looking, especially Marm is talking to you, and you see Dorian that you know, Marmalek kind of picks up the skull and blows it off a little bit, and he's like, eh, it's a little warm. And suddenly the skull, you know, it's been glowing this whole time at different light intervals, and yet again, the interval changes, although it's as if somebody basically turned it up to 11.
Oh, wow.
And this thing just begins to glow so brightly that almost the entire base of the mountain, all of you, and pretty much everything around you is bathed in this red glow. It doesn't have a heat to it. You don't really feel anything from it. Yet it casts shadows and everything. So behind you, you know, where your shadow is not red. So it's obvious. It's just a red light being emitted from the skull.
Huh. Is the sphere affected at all?
It doesn't appear to be.
So I'm going to, like, kind of staring at the sphere, speak out loud, but try to direct it at Leo. Mm-hmm. Leo, get up now.
Leo just kind of, like, turns his head slowly and just kind of looks at him.
As you're half blinded by the light of the skull now.
Yeah.
I think it's time to either speak or have me throw this thing now. Or both. Let's do both. Let's cover all our bases.
What's going on with Galen right now that he realizes that everything around him is cast in red?
Yeah, he's
probably got like one around. Arm through his turn through his through
yeah,
his,
and he kind of half turns around like, what the hell is going? Holy shit! And then he sees that the bow is all in pieces or burnt, and the thing is going. It's like, well, now what? What are you guys gonna do?
Real quick, go ahead and give me is balance. That's in acrobatics too, I'm guessing.
I would assume.
All right, yeah. Go ahead and give me acrobatics checks, all four of you.
I nailed that one. 26.
Very cool.
25.
Should I take armor into account here? 13.
Not bad.
15.
Nice.
22.
Cool. And you're kneeling too, so.
I'm kneeling, so yeah, that totally is why.
There you go. So all of you are able to very quickly get your feet underneath you when the surface of the mountain begins to shiver. And you now see, basically, it's almost over Marmalek's shoulder, that the ground of the top of the mountain begins to move. And you know the ramp that you guys took up?
Yeah.
That almost seems to extend as a slat of stone begins to jut out from the top of the ramp and begins to spiral its way up above you, continuing the spiral of the ramp until eventually the entire thing basically comes around the equator of the sphere as if it's cupping the sphere and holding it in place.
Galen just goes, huh. I guess he was right.
And so Marm has the skull in his hand, and he walks over and he just tosses it to the Leo and smirks and just turns away.
Leo kind of catches it, just like glares at his back, and then just stands up and actually just like slowly walks over and starts like walking up the spiral.
Dorian, Galen.
Galen. Yeah, he starts to make his way over, figuring, you know, I don't know if we all need to be there or whatever. And as he hits like the first 3-4 steps, just like really slows down, and then he kind of sits down and he's like, oh man, Dorian, you think, man, that really hurt.
I'm Dorian, still watching this all unfold. He kind of just like waves his hand at Galen. I'll heal you later.
All right, well, I'm going to wait here then, because that's a lot of steps.
Oh, no, it's a flat surface.
To get how far? Well, it's 100. Yeah, all right. So he sits for a minute, and, you know, Dorian doesn't do anything. He's like, whatever. Hand out.
Lazy bastard.
So he just sort of trudges his way up.
And now, so Marmalek is at the front of the pack,
mm-hmm.
Right? And you have the skull.
He tossed the skull to Leo.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
okay.
Leo has the skull now.
All right, very nice. All right, in that case, so what do you do when you make it to the top? Now, when you make it to the top of the ramp, it does flatten out and encircle the orb.
Then I'm gonna walk up to, like, can I actually get close enough to actually touch the orb?
Oh yeah, the ramp goes, it's literally right touches up. It. Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm gonna walk up to the orb and mm-hmm. I'm gonna put the skull just right on the orb. And
very
if it
nice.
Does it like make like a little like window-ish area?
And basically, as soon as you touch the skull to the orb, the entire orb quickly ripples, but the surface of it still stays perfectly smooth. It's almost as if something underneath the orb ripples. And this bluish hue begins to spread throughout the entire sphere until it begins to actually glow. And one thing you notice is that the glow begins to extend from the sphere into the ramp that you're standing on. And this glow begins to make its way all the way down, and as it passes through the stone disappears and is replaced with this almost glass-like surface that has this blackish purple opaque color to it that's dotted with thousands of tiny bright white lights. And this light circles down the ramp, hits the mountain, and the entire mountain bursts with light. And now you're actually standing on this giant opaque glass mountain that actually looks like you're staring at a perfectly clear midnight sky that's just been bottled.
Alright. I'm gonna try to put my hand like into the orb.
Mm-hmm. And your hand passes through the orb without any force back.
Alright. I'm gonna take my hand back out, and is it okay? Is it like whole?
Perfectly fine.
I'm gonna stick my head in it.
Real quick, one thing as well. You notice that the skull is no longer glowing, and the weight and feel of it has changed.
Heavier or lighter?
A little heavier.
All right.
And if you look at it, you actually see that you're no longer holding a ruby skull.
Okay.
Holding, it is a dagger with a silver handle and a blade that has been carved out of ruby. And the silver handle is sculpted to be very ornamental. And the hilt of it is an open-mouthed skull that this carved, jagged piece of crystal is bursting out of.
Okay, then, before I stick my head in the orb, I'm gonna just turn to the rest, and I'm gonna, yeah, I don't have a skull anymore. I guess I do have a skull. I don't have a raven skull anymore. Does it look familiar to anybody?
Would Marm have any idea about it?
Give me either a knowledge religion or a knowledge history check. Let me know which one you're rolling.
I don't think it really matters for Marm.
Well,
no, but it matters what kind of info he gets.
Exactly. I'm going to do a knowledge religion.
Okay.
And it's going to be a 32.
All right. The description of this is very close to the dagger of Istis that the Guardian would wield.
That the Guardian would wield. Okay. Can I see that?
No.
Leo, give it to him.
Fine. And I'm going to hold it out to him, like, blade first.
And Marm will grab the blade and take it out of his hand. And he's going to look at it. He's going to be like, oh, this... If this is what I think it is, this is the... Wow, okay. I'll trade you for my blade here. And he hands him the bone shard, bone razor, rather. And he goes, thank you. This is extremely... It has extreme historic value. And when I get to the library that I'm going to, I will make sure that it gets placed in the right place. This is the possibly the dagger of Istis.
Okay, and I want it back.
It belongs in a museum.
It belongs to me because it was given to me by my queen.
You took it out of a pit.
Yep. So I'll take that back now. And it doesn't belong to you either. It doesn't belong to me either.
Are I'm you, guessing it belongs do you, to the... Do you worship Istis now?
No, but I'm guessing it belongs to the champion that's supposed to be guarding this orb.
He's going to turn it around and hand it back to him. Hilt first. And as he takes... Does he take it?
Yeah.
And as he does, Marm doesn't want to let go, so you see blood seep through his fingers as he just allows it to cut his palms and fingertips. Just stares at him. Goes, all right. We should probably go in then.
Yeah, and I'm going to, like, wipe the blood off on my pants. That's gross. And I'm going to turn, and I'm going to stick my head into the orb and see what I can see.
And you see nothing but black.
I'm going to... Since I can't see anything, I'm going to state, Guardian of the Orb, Champion of Istis, you're free, so you might want to come out. I have your dagger. I'll be waiting for you outside, and I'm going to pull my head out. And then I'm going to turn to them, and I'm going to be like, so are we supposed to wait for the champion, or what the hell are we supposed to do?
I don't know. What did you see?
Black. Didn't see a damn thing.
Arm's just going to walk in.
I'm going to reach over to the dagger that Leo's holding, cast light on it. How about now?
All right, I'm going to stick the dagger in and stick my head into the orb.
All right. And you see no light. No dagger, no Marmalek.
All right, I'm gonna pull my head and the thing out. Can I like look to the side of the ramp and see if I can see Marmalek like plummeting to the ground?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No Marmalek.
All right, then in that case, I'm gonna step into the orb completely.
Okay.
I'll follow because. God knows Leo's in no condition to fight right now.
So now
we're here again, huh?
Except this time we had people go in and out multiple times with no sign of injury. So
Leo stuck his hand in and stuck his head in twice.
Right.
So we're pretty sure this one's safe.
Yeah, he'll take a look around, make sure he grabbed up all of his stuff, and he's like, well, he's got to heal me, so... Yeah, oh yeah. So he said he was going to heal me, so I got it. There's nothing here, I'll just... Okay, and he kind of like sticks a finger out to touch it, because he hasn't gone through himself, and then he kind of sticks his hand in, and nothing still happens, and he's like, all right, fuck it, whatever, and he walks through.
Nice. And you are encompassed in nothing but black. That'll do it for us this week, but stay tuned next time for more of the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast. Remember to go to thedragonfisters.blogspot.com and click on that Amazon link, and go to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters for your 30-day trial. In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter with @dragonfisters, contact us with thedragonfisters@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, or you can rate us on iTunes, RPG Podcasts, and Stitcher. And don't forget to head on over to the Points of Interest podcast.com and legendsatabletop.com for more audio awesomeness. So until next time, roll 'em high and roll 'em often. This has been a presentation of the Points of Interest Podcast Network, podcasts by geeks, for geeks, and the Legends of Tabletop Network, making legends one die at a time.
No,
at one point, Al actually asked me, do we have to take the skull off the bow? Yeah. He's like, never mind, that's stupid. Like, oh, not that it's a stupid concept, but like he knew like that I would never answer that question.
Exactly. I was like, wait. I said, does the key need to be taken off the bow? And Jesse's immediate response was, who knows? But I was in the middle of typing, wait, sorry, that's meta, never mind. Yeah. And he goes, oh, wait, I know. I was like, that was a stupid question. Yeah.